From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Tin Jia, a trusted friend of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, took over as Myanmar's president Wednesday after decades of military rule. In a full day of ceremony and symbolism, Tin Jia was sworn in along with his two vice presidents and an 18-member cabinet. The new president spoke after the ceremony. He says the new government will implement our democratic constitution, and our constitution will promote national reconciliation and internal peace, adding that it will support the creation of a democratic federal union and bring better lives to the people. You can read more details on that ceremony at voanews.com. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon Wednesday called for greater global efforts to tackle the Syrian refugee crisis as he opened a conference on securing resettlement places for nearly 500,000 of those displaced by the five-year conflict.
We are facing the biggest refugee and displacement crisis of our time. The world must rise to the challenge. Providing hope means providing pathways to a better future.
Ban also told journalists after his speech that attempts to demonize people fleeing conflict are not only demeaning, offensive, and counterproductive, they're factually wrong. Meanwhile, Syrian security forces are clearing mines and disarming other explosives left scattered around by the Islamic State group in Palmyra. This Syrian soldier says the roads have been set to cause great damage. He says the terrorist organization has booby-trapped the entire area with wires and a power circuit in order to blow those up and to destroy the town with its residents. VOA News.